Alright everybody, welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're tackling something that plagues nearly every single one of us. Procrastination. Ever stared at a to-do list longer than you actually worked? Yeah, me too. It's like that blinking cursor mocking you, whispering, maybe tomorrow? We've all been there, right? But guess what? Today we're turning the tables on procrastination and unlocking those productivity hacks that'll have you feeling like a supercharged version of yourself. Now, before we dive in, remember this. There's no shame in procrastinating sometimes. We're human, after all. Life throws curveballs, distractions are everywhere, and sometimes your brain just wants to binge-watch reality TV instead of tackling that report. But here's the deal. We want to learn how to harness our energy and focus when it matters most. Here's the truth bomb. Overcoming procrastination isn't about willpower alone. It's a game changer, folks. Think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle, and just like any muscle, it needs the right training and fuel to perform at its best. So, what are those secret weapons? First up, let's talk about breaking down those big, scary tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever feel overwhelmed by that massive project due next week? Yeah, me too. But what if you broke it down into bite-sized pieces? Maybe one chapter a day, or just focusing on the research for an hour? Suddenly, it feels less daunting, right? You're basically tricking your brain into thinking it's not facing a mountain, but a series of manageable hills. Next, let's talk about that sneaky little saboteur. Perfectionism. You know that feeling, wanting everything to be flawless, which often leads to doing nothing at all because it has to be perfect. Here's the secret sauce. Done is better than perfect. Sometimes, that initial draft, that first attempt, is enough to get you rolling. You can always refine and polish later. Remember, progress over perfection. Now, let's talk about finding your peak productivity time. Are you a morning person? A night owl? Or maybe you're somewhere in between? Figure out when your brain feels most alert and focused, and schedule those important tasks for those golden hours. It's like hitting the gym. If you want to see results, you gotta train during your prime time. Speaking of training, let's talk about rewards. We all need a little motivation now and then, right? Set up a reward system for yourself. Finished that report? Treat yourself to a delicious coffee break or a walk in the park. You've earned it. It's like training your brain to associate productivity with positive experiences, win-win. Lastly, remember to take breaks. Seriously, our brains are not meant to be on high alert all day long. Stepping away from your work for a few minutes can actually boost your focus and creativity when you come back. Go for a quick walk, stretch, or just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. It's like hitting the reset button. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up next week, and your to-do list feels longer than a grocery receipt at Thanksgiving. You know you need to start working on it now, but that Netflix show is calling your name. Sound familiar? Instead of falling into the procrastination trap, try these hacks. Break down that presentation into smaller parts, maybe outline each section, research supporting data, and prepare some key talking points. Reward yourself with a short break after completing each chunk. Find your peak productivity time and schedule those focused work sessions during those hours. Most importantly, remember that done is better than perfect. Don't aim for flawless, aim for progress. So, there you have it. Those are some of my favorite productivity hacks to conquer procrastination and unlock your full potential. Remember, taking action is the key. Start small, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of a well-timed break. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little motivation boost and leave us a review if you found it helpful. And remember, we've got your back every single day on Depression to Drive. We'll be here tomorrow with another dose of gentle motivation to help you conquer the world, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.